Hey there, everybody. I hope it's a happy Friday for you. And I'm hoping it's a happy Friday for me, too. I'm at a funeral later on today, and a friend of mine's partner died earlier in the month, too. The funeral being described as a celebration of life, which I love. And the older I get, the more people I meet, and the more times I'm going to have this experience. And it's never going to be easy, because we are built to grieve. As humans, we developed this trait that most mammals don't. We evolved to attach to people. And at 9 months old, we're going to feel grief when the thing we've attached to isn't around. We'll cry, we'll scream. There's an instinct inside of us to find them again. So natural selection has meant that the species that does feel that grief gets more attention from the caregiver. And in most cases, it's never going to go away, no matter how old we get. Our brain is still going to try and find them, and not being able to is going to hurt. And you know what? That's okay. Even if that pain never really goes away, the idea we're supposed to get closure on it and feel nothing but fondness about the memories of them, I think is unrealistic. If we can look back with more fondness than loss, then we're in a good place. But no loss at all? Nah. People often say that time heals, but that's not really what happens, I find. I often think about Tonkin's growing around grief concept, that grief always stays the same size, it's the rest of our lives that grow around the grief. I think of it like being stuck in a room with a massive ball, and this ball, it's like the rover from The Prisoner, this huge weather balloon. Only it's so big it takes up so much room it crushes you against the walls. There's nowhere to go in that room without that ball being there and hindering you. All you can focus on is this ball. Well, that ball is grief. And over time, people wish and hope that that ball is going to get smaller, that the grief diminishes, but it doesn't. For lots of us, that ball always stays the same size. But what can happen is the room gets bigger. It's us and our room that grows, rather than the grief shrinking. And once the room is so big, that enormous ball doesn't take up so much room. Sometimes we can even forget it's there. But occasionally, like anniversaries, like Christmas, we notice the ball in the room. Maybe it bumps against us and knocks us on our backside for a bit. For a little while, we're bruised and angry at that ball because we'd forgotten it was there. And we need to rest for a while and heal, whilst we look around that room for other things that aren't going to knock us over and go to them. So whether someone you know is going through new grief or still experiences older grief, think about that ball and that room and don't make suggestions that they should expect to get over it. It'll belittle how they feel. Just be there. Spiritual counsellors and funeral celebrants, they often say the same things, that what helps is listening to them talk about the person they've lost, sharing memories. It keeps the love alive, and this is where the conflict arises, because one process running through our mind says, but I can't love them anymore, I have to let them go. And yet another process running alongside it says, I never want to forget them. Well, I say, keep the love alive, don't aim for closure on our emotions, love them and miss them forever. Anyway, I'd better be off. I'll be back on Monday on Patreon, where I'll be talking about dealing with entitled people. So if that's something you experience, you might want to consider becoming a patron of the podcast, taking advantage of the 7-day free trial that Patreon does as well. If you like what I do, and you want more, that is, the option's always there. If after 7 days you think, actually, I don't have time for all this personal development and mental health boosting content, then you don't have to pay the, what, 20p a day, I think, it comes down to. What can you do with that 20p? Apparently, you can drive over the Kingsland Bridge over the River Severn in Shrewsbury instead. That's 20p. I say become a patron and go the long way around, so you've got time to listen to my podcast instead. Have a nice weekend, everyone. Take care.